855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Free Talk Live has a completely interactive website. Also, it's all free. You can go to freetalklive.com and upload stories or blog posts or whatever you think are, relevant things that folks that go to freetalklive.com would be interested in. People can vote up your entries. You can vote up other people's entries, vote them down. It's one big voting bonanza there at freetalklive.com. Julia, we were talking about this situation where apparently gamers online are solving molecular puzzles that were stumping scientists. And this is amazing, and for me, technology really lights the path to hope for humankind. I don't have a lot of faith in governments and interactions and with people and things like that. People seem to fall back on government. As far as I'm concerned, government's just an agency of force, and so therefore people fall back on using violence to get what they want from people.
That's how we were raised. It's all we know.
Indeed it is. And slowly we're coming out of it. Slavery has been largely abolished, at least in the Western world, but chattel slavery. And we're slowly coming out of this, but I think technology is going to increase that over time simply because governments are extraordinarily inefficient organizations that cannot keep up with technological innovation.
Thank goodness.
And I think that the single biggest way that they're going to be able to be outclassed is by the extension of life. If people can extend their own lives, they can they can learn more lessons throughout it, which is, hey, government's inefficient and not a particularly good organization to solve these problems, and over time they'll figure that out. And so whenever I see something that's markedly increasing life, I think that's really great, and it sounds like this is something that's going to be doing that.
When I pulled this article up, it was like, gamers solve puzzle that scientists have been stumped with for years. And my first thought was,
Euclidean kind of puzzle.
I was like, I like this because, I hear a lot of people, especially people that are a little older than myself, but still my generation, I hear them say it. Kids today, all they do is play video games. They don't play outside like I used to. And it's always like,
I couldn't tell you whether kids play outside. I mean, the kids that I know do play outside,
right.
So I don't know.
I mean, and I did both. I played video games and I played outside. It depends on a lot of different things.
But, when in my generation, and I'm older than you, both of you guys, we played outside and watched television.
Yeah.
My friends and I would, our Star Blazers was one of the cartoons that we would not miss. And Robotech, and, every day at this time we were going to watch this. Yeah, my grandmother wanted us to go out and play, and we certainly did go out and play. But we also had our favorite TV shows. As far as I'm concerned, a video game is far better for you than a TV show.
More interactive.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing things. Your brain's engaged.
Sure, and whenever I would hear people say that video games are just garbage and junk, I always think, well, wait a minute, it has it improves your hand-eye coordination skills, which is not something everybody is good at. You have to have good spatial reasoning skills, which this article kind of mentioned that computers aren't good with spatial reasoning.
Right.
And humans are. Like, a lot of these are traits that humans used when they were hunters.
Sure.
Now, you don't really have much use for that.
A lot of people, I think, their biggest problem with video games often is the sort of inherent violence of the video game. And I can see why it upsets people. I get it, but I at the same time...
But then you play the game.
Yeah,
and then why.
I think Dave Chappelle made fun of this really well when the big stink was going on about Grand Theft Auto and how violent and realistic it was and how people were using it to plot out murders. Yeah. And he did a skit that made fun of Grand Theft Auto, and it looked exactly like the game. It looked nothing like real life. Like, when he presented it in that way, it showed what a farce that theory is.
So, tell me about this skit. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I imagine other people don't. So basically, like, the way that you walk in the game, he would imitate that, and then, like, he would just pull out a gun and it would just, like, appear in his hand. And it was funny because that's not what really happened. And so he was, like, cycling through them and, like, grenade, assault rifle, and then he would, like, shoot the guy would fall down, disappear. and his money would be there on the ground.
Sweet!
Yeah, you know. Nothing like real life at all. So, and I think if, as someone who plays violent video games, for sure, I can tell the difference between reality and fantasy.
I think most people can. I mean, certainly most people can.
Penn and Teller on their show BS actually did an episode on violent video games, and they took a 10-year-old who loved violent video games, and in a very safe environment with all the protective gear and everything else, they put a real assault rifle in his hands, and he shot it one time, and then he went and cried in the corner because it bothered him how loud it was, how strong it was, you know what I mean? And I mean, they show this little boy hugging his mom in the corner because he's terrified of the real gun.
Sure.
So to suggest that, you know, it's anything like picking up a real gun and shooting it is just crazy.
One thing I have seen, though, is that when people watch the Bruce Lee movies, probably Jet Li too, and they see the, you know, and the wrestling, that sort of thing, is they want to, especially boys, will want to imitate the moves that they have seen.
Oh, sure. We used to do that when we were kids. We would spar, you know, and, you know, be cheesy about it, you know, all the hi-yas and stuff like that.
It's fun.
Kids recover easily, though.
Yeah.
From physical pain, they just bounce right back up.
I never broke a bone in my life, and I used to roughhouse like you wouldn't believe. I've fallen out of trees and off roofs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the single biggest thing that concerns parents, though. They know that this happens, and then they see kids playing video games, which looks a lot like TV, and they assume that, you know, they're going to do that. I don't know what that game is where the two people fight, you know.
Mortal Kombat.
Those aren't my kind
of
games.
We weren't allowed to play it.
Yeah.
Our parents wouldn't let us play it because it had blood.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if kids do the Mortal Kombat stuff. I would assume they do, and, you know, do some of the moves. The ones that you can. You can't jump up in the air and put your fist down.
You mean I can't, but
someone's heart. Somebody's
I can't shoot an ice ball at you and make you freeze. And
but, when I was a kid, it was Star Wars. And, you know, the Sarlacc pit was out in the backyard. And, you know, shooting
lightsabers.
People. Absolutely. You pick
those things are dangerous. Lightsabers. Yes.
You pick up a stick and you start whacking each other with it. Two young boys hitting each other with sticks it's not going to be pretty soon. I mean, you know, the swords generally have this pommel, this guard that prevents the sword from sliding down and striking your hand so that you're not easily disarmed. You know, there's a reason for these things, but a stick, on the other hand, doesn't come this way.
Yeah,
so
sure.
They have a tendency to slide down, they strike your hand, it hurts.
I think what's interesting is that even hunter-gatherer societies, children will play like this in a sort of playful, violent manner.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll make their own spears, you know, and pretend to kill things with it.
Young boys, it doesn't take too long for them to, I mean, even if you give them, you know, girls tools, pretty soon they will take Barbie, bend her in half, and use her as a pistol. I mean, that's what's going to happen if you have young boys around. I don't know if it's nature or nurture or what it is, but it seems to be the reality of the situation.
Sure.
Let's go on with the story if we could.
Okay. So we were talking about how there was this molecular puzzle, and the video game, the gamers, they solved it in 10 days, and the scientists have been working on this for years. When they put it in this game context, all of a sudden it worked. So one floppy loop of the molecule visible on the left side of this image is particularly tricky to figure out. But players belonging to the Folded Contenders group worked as a tag team to come up with an incredibly elegant low-energy model for the monkey virus enzyme. Standard auto building and structure refinement models methods showed within hours that the solution was almost certainly correct, the researchers reported in the paper published today. Using the Folded solution, the final refined structure was completed only a few days later. The researchers said that Seattle's team's collaborators in Poland were in such a celebratory mood that they insisted on organizing a champagne toast shared over a Skype video teleconference.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is really a great story.
Yeah, and these people really solved something amazing, and they laid the groundwork and the foundation for solving lots more problems. Imagine if they can make video game interfaces that allow, I mean, all kinds of different video game interfaces that allow the, you know, solving of all kinds of problems. Medical science will leap forward.
Yeah.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Again, 1-855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we advise you to get gold and silver as, well, either a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. I think it's good to have precious metals for all of these reasons. Obviously, we're not financial experts, and frankly, the financial experts are lying to you anyway. So you've got to make your own decisions in this world. But if you want to get some gold and silver, I believe they're going to continue to go up. You probably believe the same thing. Well, you need to buy as low as you can. Gold.freetalklive.com is set up so that you can get gold and silver at the best prices that we've been able to provide you on the internet. Gold.freetalklive.com, or we've got a telephone number there. You can call in and reserve your gold or silver. It's gold.freetalklive.com. It's a great opportunity. Make some money, because it's probably going to continue to go up. Gold.freetalklive.com. So, Julia, we're talking about this gaming situation where these folks are apparently solving molecular puzzles that have stumped scientists for quite a long time.
I mean, basically what they did is they just spoke to them in their language, right? Yeah. Apparently this game, Foldit, was had a community of almost 300,000 people. I barely understand how the game works, but apparently they molded this problem that they'd had with a molecule that is very similar to the AIDS virus that's found in monkeys. And these scientists have been trying to find... They were trying to figure out, like, certain energy levels. It's very scientific.
Sure.
But with the molecule, because they believe that if they could figure it out, they could figure out a way to stop it. And these video game players were able to do it in 10 days.
Yeah, something that stumped scientists for, well, I don't know how long, but years, and the video gamers were able to do it in 10 days. And this kind of makes me wonder, you know, they found, I think, as I recall, and this just coming out of my mind here, the Rosetta Stone, which is, you know, this cuneiform tablet that has three different languages on it or something
like
that.
Ancient Egyptian, Greek, and something else. And it was basically what archaeologists use to decipher Egyptian hieroglyphics, finally.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different thing then, but there was this document in cuneiform or whatever, this large tablet in cuneiform, that they hadn't been able to figure out what it said at all. And I'll bet you that now they can, you know, it's all they need to do is get these ancient languages, put them in some kind of game interface, and gamers will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, just leaving it to scientists to figure out, do this crowdsourcing thing and let people have an opportunity to solve it for themselves.
Well, and if you think about gamers, I mean, people, if you call yourself a gamer, I would say that you're really into video games. Like, I wouldn't call myself a gamer, and I do enjoy video games, but I don't play religiously, and I know plenty of people who can get sucked into these video games for, 10 hours straight and not leave the computer to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And not even just playing it, but they know, like, who made the games, you know, and when new games are coming out, when updates are coming out. You know, they're always on the edge of what's happening in the gaming world, these gamers.
I certainly spent my time sitting in front of televisions for a long period of time when a good game has come out, but, I honestly haven't played video games in probably a couple of years now, and I don't know why, what changed in my mind, but I just haven't really been doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just way too busy, I guess.
Yeah. It's definitely lower on the list of priorities for me as well. But these people here are, you know, I would imagine that these gamers that they're talking about are very passionate, and they're very, competitive, you know what I mean? And because they had that energy, they were able to solve this in 10 days. It's really wonderful.
I mean,
AIDS, they've been talking about trying to find a cure for AIDS as long as I've been alive.
And this very well could put them on the path to doing it. And certainly that path will be made easier if there's some kind of problem that stumps them. They can, put some kind of game interface together and solve that. And how many other scientists are going to see this and get involved and, you know, solve their problems in the same way? You know, I mean, it's going to cut down on experimentation, which takes a long time. It's very interesting.
They've been working on this for years.
Yeah.
So, to finish up the article, it says, although much attention has recently been given to the potential of crowdsourcing and game playing, this is the first instance that we are aware of in which online gamers solved a long-standing scientific problem. The part of the molecule that formed the floppy loop turned out to be of particular interest. These features provide exciting opportunities for the design of drugs, including AIDS drugs. The monkey virus puzzle solution demonstrates that Foldit and other science-oriented video games could be used to address a wide range of other scientific challenges, ranging from drug development to genetic engineering for future biofuels. My hope is that scientists will see this research and give us more of those cases. He's not alone in that hope. Foldit shows that a game can turn novices into domain experts capable of producing first-class scientific discoveries.
Jeez.
Zoran Popovic, director of University of Washington Center for Game Science, said today in the news, "We are currently applying the same approach to change the way math and science are taught in school." Now, I like to hear stuff like this because I hated science class in school, and science is fascinating. It really is.
Yeah.
But I could not get excited about some old dude reading a textbook up there.
Leave it to public school to, as far as I'm concerned, the classroom experience is only good for some people. And frankly, it's only good if done well. So the idea that you're going to put all kids in one kind of experience and they're going to learn best that way is absolutely insanity.
You know, have them only interact with people who are their age, you know, as opposed to people of many ages, you know, to get that wide variety of experience.
Well, schools throughout the, you know, up until recently, schools would be, you know, smaller.
Class, right?
Yeah, they'd be smaller or, situations where older kids would help younger kids and that kind of thing. I mean, think how much more a lesson is drilled into your mind if you're teaching somebody else. I mean, that's sort of the pattern is to hear, say, do, teach.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't remember most of the stuff I learned in school, frankly.
Well, most of it is useless anyway. Like, we always used to ask our math teachers, I remember, when am I ever going to use this? When am I ever going to use this? And a lot of it, I haven't used.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain fields that use certain types of math, it's no doubt.
Sure.
But the vast majority of kids are never going to use anything above consumer-level math.
Yeah, I don't want to go into those fields. Why do I need to know that math?
I went and took that math. I guess I enjoyed it, but I haven't found it particularly useful. I don't use that stuff. I did, however, was a teacher's aide or something for a class that was consumer math, where they learned addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and all that stuff. And I was thinking to myself, you know, these are the dum-dums. But it turns out it doesn't really matter because, you know, this is all I've really needed since then.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
I don't know if they teach them how to average, but that's probably the most complicated mathematical thing I've done since high school is averaging something.
Wow, yeah, figuring out percentages and multiplying them is probably as complicated as it gets for me.
Jeez, I wish I could remember how to do that. I don't remember how to do that. So.
See, I remember all that. But how many kids today can't even? I mean, they all use calculators.
Yeah,
they cannot. You are not kidding.
Can't change the rest of you were in retail, and what was your experience as far as that?
They cannot count. I can count change, but they cannot.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live 855.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 of them.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
It's right. Talk like a pirate day.
It is.
Let it be, me matey Mark. Serve up the ale.
And you can see the nonsense. cam.freetalklive.com. You don't think pirates drank ale?
Yeah, but I mean, they're known for rum. If you're going to talk about pirates drinking
liquor.
That's
because water goes bad on a boat when you don't have refrigeration.
Can't drink rum all the time. You got to get some kind of hydration.
Yeah, yeah.
They love rum.
And you got to eat lemons, too, so you don't get the scurvy.
Is that what
it's limes, I'm sorry. And that's why...
Is that what the limes go on to?
Well, that's why Brits are called limeys, actually.
I see. I thought it was because I put it in my Cuba Libra.
Yeah.
So, cam.freetalklive.com. You can see the action in the studio, chat with other folks that are watching the cam, listening to the show at cam.freetalklive.com. There's also archives for free going back to 2006 at archives.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live loves you so much, we give away our programming for free for you. You can take it anywhere with you. MP3s, load them up on your MP3 player, do gardening or exercise or, you know, your commute, whatever you'd like. The phone line is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. It's owned by Jason Osborne, principal over there, and he loves Liberty, loves Free Talk Live, supported us for years, and you can support him by checking out SACL CAI. Their banner is the top one at freetalklive.com. And it's on the right-hand side of the page. Got a disturbing story here. It's not exactly for hot off the presses. I've been holding it as a backup because, frankly, these stories are getting far too common. In the news business, you're supposed to report zebras, not horses. But, frankly, cops shooting dogs is turning into horses, not zebras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I mean, it's as common as cops, arresting people for videotaping. Let me go into it here. It's from Examiner.com. An Alameda sheriff's threatened to kill paraplegic man's dog in marijuana raid. An Alameda County medical marijuana patient is reeling after sheriffs raided his garden and threatened to kill his pet dog today. Jason Rivera, paraplegic who suffers severe chronic pain, was detained by sheriffs presenting a warrant at his recording studio. The warrant was based on a tip of an anonymous informant, said Rivera, recounting the statements of deputies on the scene. As sheriffs executed the warrant at the studio, one asked Rivera about searching his home. Rivera said the deputy threatened to kill his dog if he didn't cooperate. "We can do this the easy way, and you can take us to your house to look around," Rivera recounts the deputy saying, "or we can detain you for 6 hours while we get a warrant and go to your house and shoot your dog."
What is the point of, I mean, that is just unnecessary.
It's punishment, and they want you to react. If you react upon them shooting your dog, then they have a reason to shoot you. And these hyped-up adrenaline junkies, I know, they're out there right now. "Oh, God, these guys, we don't go and, you know, strap on our SWAT gear and carry our MP5s hoping to shoot anybody." And, you know, maybe there's the odd SWAT guy that doesn't, but most of the cops out there that get on SWAT teams are the young guys that are hyped up adrenaline junkies, and they really do want to hurt people.
I just can't imagine ever, like, the mindset that goes with, "You better do what I say or I'm going to shoot your dog."
I can only come to this conclusion. SWAT raids are generally not done to protect society. They're generally done to go after people who are, you know, peaceful people who have some kind of substance.
To give psychopaths something to do with in their spare time.
Yeah, and now it has become the trend to just shoot the dog when you go in. Sometimes they'll shoot dogs that are in crates that are locked up, and they'll shoot them.
I know. Well, part of it is that, you know, if you're in a situation like that, you're gonna a cop. I mean, and you're gonna be psyched up. You know, you're getting all these heavy weapons, you know, and all this body armor on you. You're going into this situation, you know, and you're with all these other guys. Testosterone's running high, you know, and you're just pumped. You're amped. And like, you're just going to react. You're not going to think things through. You're just going to react.
Plus the fact that you know that you're likely not going to be held responsible for any action. You can shoot a dog and get away with it. The news is covered with those stories.
If you forget, lose all your morals for 1 second and think about how it would feel to strap on a black suit, you know, and a bulletproof vest and kick someone's door down.
It'd be exciting.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Sure.
But think about this, Julia. Think after you've kicked in 50 doors and nothing happens.
Right. Then you
think
need more excitement.
The same thing every time, you know, people hold their hands up and they don't do anything. It needs to keep on getting increased. And this is how, sadly, peace officers have turned into these people that escalate the situation. I actually had a cop at an airport, you know, say to me, "You got a problem?" Just like a bully on the playground saying, "You got a problem?"
Yeah.
I didn't want to get patted down. I asked, "Please don't touch me." And suddenly I've got a problem.
What a weird request.
Yeah, right.
"Don't touch me.
Don't grab me there, mister. You're not my daddy." You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So, the killing of family pets by SWAT officers during marijuana raids has generated numerous headlines recently, including chilling video of a raid in Columbia, Missouri, where a man's dog was shot 7 times while the man's 7-year-old child slept in the next room. I believe in that case that the floors were tile. And I want you to try to imagine what, for one, cops, when I've seen these the videos, oftentimes there's far more bullets discharged than happen to hit the target. So
bullets flying everywhere.
Right, tile floors, things can ricochet. Also, you're throwing up shrapnel from the tile floor. These most houses have walls made of just this gypsum board or whatever. It's not going to stop pieces of shrapnel. It can fly right through and kill the kid. Now, I do not think most cops want to kill children.
Dogs.
They don't care about your dog, and they want to see bad people react in a way that they can punish them for being bad people for. I think that's what they're really trying to do. But I think that they think the kids are innocent. There have been some situations where young children have been shot, usually minority children,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure the cops don't like that, but they probably don't lose too much sleep over it either.
if you have children's interest in mind, though, do you think that going and shooting their dog seven times isn't going to mess them up for life?
Sure, sure. I mean, everybody who's ever seen the movie Old Yeller knows that people love their dogs.
Yeah. Also, if you have children, children's best interests at heart, do you think taking their parents away from them, even if their parents smoke pot or sell pot or, sell other drugs, really? I mean, really? You think
especially
the best thing for these kids is to take their parents away?
If you go home and you drink a glass of whiskey at night.
Yeah, they're branded as bad, and therefore it's okay.
It makes it easier.
It's better for the children this way.
So
they always have this way of rationalizing it with them because these people are bad.
Yep.
They have to sleep at night.
In these cases, police spokespersons defended the actions of the officers by explaining that in these no-knock raids, securing the premises and eliminating immediate threats to officer safety is standard operating procedure. Rarely are any officers punished for wanton killing of these animals that are merely defending their homes from intruders. And a lot of times, I mean, the videos I've seen are, I can two of them off the top of my head. This cop basically decapitates with a shotgun like a golden retriever that comes up to him on the side of the road, wagging its tail.
I remember that story. They pulled him over.
Yep.
And they shot the dog when just at like a traffic stop, and the whole family was in the car.
And another one was a bulldog that, they're telling the cop, let's close the doors, the dog doesn't get out. He lets the dog get out and then shoots it. It's crazy. Another one, the cop pulls up, I think, to ask directions of a homeowner, gets out of his car, the dog comes running up. I mean, he's out of like a dirt road where not a lot of, traffic comes through. The dog comes running up to the cop. The cop shoots him in his own yard.
Huh.
I mean, these are the videos. The stories are numerous. The videos are more rare.
Sure.
Because obviously, who's expecting some cop to shoot their dog?
Yeah.
But
you just have to have the video camera trained on the cops any interaction you have.
In a couple of these cases, it has been the police's dash cam that has caught it. And frankly, I have one going in my car all the time. My car is always being videotaped.
It's easy for those dash cams to somehow disappear, though.
We read a story about
how they don't have to keep them in Texas somewhere.
Happened to a friend of mine here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. You can get a dash cam at freedomcam.net. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, cans fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the Stickle toll-free call-in line here. The live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Go check out the listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of listening options. Free Talk Live is not just a radio program, not just a podcast, but we have live streams, satellites, the satellite options on, we're on XM and free to air. Webcam, listen lines. Actually, the listen lines, you can go dial a telephone number, listen to Free Talk Live, any place that you can get cell reception. If you really got to have Free Talk Live, the listen lines make it possible. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Talking about this story out of theexaminer.com. It's out of California, Alameda County. And it's a situation where apparently the police got some kind of warrant on a fellow who's in a wheelchair, paraplegic, deals with chronic pain on a regular basis. And they, searched his studio, couldn't find anything. So they wanted to search his home. Well, that makes sense. If you're looking for whatever drugs you're looking for, obviously you want to cover all the bases. We know this guy's got pot. He's a pot activist. He deals with chronic pain. He's in a wheelchair. For God's sakes, he's got pot. Let's find it. Well, so they want to go to his house. Well, they have a warrant for his house. So what do? They say, hey, we can do this the easy way or this the hard way there, cripple guy. You can take us to your house and let us look around, or we're going to hold you here, go get a judge to rubber stamp a warrant for us, and we're going to go to your house and shoot your dog.
That's a threat.
It sure is. Now, of course, they don't have any video of this. As far as I'm concerned, every police officer out there is doing supposedly our work. And if they're doing our work, they should have a video camera and a microphone built right into their badge.
Mm.
And that way, we can all watch what our cops are doing. I mean, they can have a button for their
break time. See what they see. See it through their eyes. They claim that they felt that things were this way. You can see it through their eyes and interpret it for yourself.
Indeed. And we're supposedly paying them. It should be right on a website, streamed directly to the internet. That way we can see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at a bank, and, I was on camera the entire time I was at work.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me for a second. Because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I don't take money. As far as I'm concerned, it's almost protecting
me. Exactly, exactly. That's the one thing I can't wrap my brain around for these cops, is like, if they want to search your car and you say no, they say, oh, you're hiding something. If you want to film them and they say no, It's not because they're hiding anything. They just have a blah, blah, blah.
They're not going to answer any of your questions as to why they do it. They don't have to.
No.
You are their servant. They're not yours. That's the reality of the situation. I mean, I know that they're called public servants and all that stuff.
And supposedly we pay their paychecks.
Yeah, well, the money that's stolen from us certainly does go to pay their paychecks. And I know that there are good cops out there. I know there are good ones out there. But I don't think too many of the good ones end up on the SWAT team. Because the good ones aren't hyped up adrenaline junkies. And that's kind of an area that seems to be more reserved for the SWAT teams. And the SWAT teams, I don't think there's a lot of guys going, "Whoa, Jim, you don't need to shoot that dog. He's not a threat to you." I just don't think that's happening. I think that these guys don't get the opportunity to shoot too many people. That's what they're hoping to do. That's why they're geared up. That's why they've got these machine gun looking things.
They didn't play enough violent video games when they were kids.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that makes them want to do this. I don't know if they get kicked around the schoolyard or they kicked people around the schoolyard. I have no idea what the sort of sociological situations are that lead people to be like this.
I think that it could start very small. Like, I imagine that the first time that you give a speeding ticket, your heart is racing, right? But when you've given 100 speeding tickets, like you mentioned earlier, giving speeding tickets, it's not very much fun anymore. So then there's the next step, and you start, I don't know, doing small drug busts or whatever, and it just goes up from there.
You know, I think that you may have something there. There's, in my line of work, I don't have to deal with situations where I deal with conflict very much. I know that people think that when people call in on Saturday nights and question our judgment and wanting to be free and all that stuff, that somehow that's an adrenaline rush. I suppose it is to some extent, but I don't consider that to be an adrenaline rush at all.
It's nothing like when you get pulled over by a cop and your adrenaline starts pumping, and you don't feel that at all.
No, but for me, I had a situation where I had to essentially tell somebody no. You know, there was an interview that I said I would do. I did the interview. It was really bad. And I'm like, I can't do this to my listeners. Sorry. And it was a really uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to tell this person whom I had told yes to no. So, I mean, I felt like I was growing back on my word. I felt like all kinds of things. And it really created a lot of tension. The person was very upset and all kinds of stuff. It was uncomfortable, but it did cause a lot of adrenaline. And I wonder to myself if I had some mentor standing behind me saying, "Hey, you're going to do this and it's going to be a blast. You're going to really, get a big charge out of this." If I would have taken a different look at the situation, instead of trying to feel empathy for the person who is, has a bad situation happen to them, instead I'm thinking to myself, what am I getting out of this? Am I getting a good adrenaline rush or whatever? Is this fun? Then maybe I could have looked at it differently and come to the conclusion that this was a fun thing to do and wanted to do it to more people and, set up interviews with people that were, not going to be good interviews. And then that way I could tell them, "No, you stink. Get out of here. Ha!" And then maybe, cut segments out of it and, do it and use it as show prep. People could listen to, people like to hear stuff like that. They like to hear, prank calls and people get punked, I believe is the terminology. To me, it's not. I don't find it very, very entertaining, but I'm sure some folks do. So going on with the story here, it says they're talking about how in some cases police officers need to during SWAT raids kill animals that are threatening them. Of course, they're in their house. You're in the animal's house.
Yeah, that's why you get a dog, isn't it? So that it'll bark if somebody tries to break in.
In this, they're talking about this specific case here. In Rivera's case, however, we have officers who are obviously aware that there's a dog in his house. They're claiming they're going to shoot it. They cannot justify using force against the animal when they have plenty of time to contact animal control and deal with the potential threat humanely. This threat is nothing more than an emotional terrorism by our domestic police force to trample a disabled man's Fourth Amendment rights in a crusade over a plant. And that's what this really comes down to. And I think in more cases than just them, I suppose I get it. Some dog comes rushing at you, big Rottweiler, teeth bare, and all that other stuff. But in a lot of these cases, the video I've seen have not been dangerous dogs that were threatening these cops. It was an opportunity to shoot a living thing.
Yes.
And ask any kid who gets his first BB gun whether or not he wants to shoot something that's living. Because it doesn't take too long.
Here they're taking a step forward, and they're threatening to do it outright, right? Didn't they call him up and
yes.
said, yeah. So they're not even trying to hide it or sugarcoat it or anything. That's a direct threat at this point. You know, if you don't let us come in or search or whatever, you know, we'll shoot your dog.
It's an ultimatum.
It is unique in that way. As I've heard tons of stories, sadly, where they shoot the dog, but I don't think I've ever heard where they've actually said it beforehand.
The sad thing about this situation is that you can't prove it. I mean, this is just the claim of a guy in a wheelchair that uses medical marijuana because, well, he feels a lot of chronic pain, and all the pain meds out there make him sleepy or stupid or whatever it is his complaint is. And frankly, you know, some people some people are faking their reasons for having medical marijuana. But I wonder to myself, why should we care?
I thought about it whenever
they
Super
were
wants.
Smoking it anyway. They were smoking it anyway. They were not even easier for them to get. You just don't have to worry about getting arrested anymore.
Is it a good use of our taxpayer money to lock up disabled people for smoking marijuana and then have to take care of their medical situations? It really, I mean, now, they should be taking Marinol. They should be in jail, and we should be giving them Marinol or whatever.
I've heard a lot of bad things about Marinol, that it makes people sick, you know.
Yeah.
That,
it takes a long time to hit.
Yeah, and that you have to take a lot of it, that it's not... And plus, it's not a natural remedy, you know. It's just more chemicals that they're pumping into you.
Right. I mean, why would you want synthetic marijuana?
Yeah, it's not even pure THC. You know, which you can extract from the plant in a jelly form, which is the way scientists say it should be administered medically.
But they can't patent that.
No.
THC is naturally occurring, and, drug companies don't want something that's naturally occurring. And no natural, supplement company can get the THC because
it's illegal.
It's illegal. A Schedule 1 drug, the same as cocaine and heroin. I mean, and the reason that it stays that way is because it's easier to fight a drug war on a bulky, stinky substance like marijuana than it is to actually do police work and find things like heroin.
Way easier to find pot than it is coke.
Yep. And you know, I think that people should be able to use whatever drugs they want. If you want to, you know, crush up Crystal Drano and snort it, I don't care. It's your body. But don't expect me to take care of you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You think that drugs should be illegal? Give us, please, a drug warrior. Call in.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.